With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They hit the road on their way to the DNC.
Our country is going to be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris during a stop in Pennsylvania yesterday as she and running mate Tim Walz make their way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, which opens today. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, will not be idle as the Democrats meet in Chicago. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will be busy going on offense every day this week as Democrats rally around Kamala Harris and Tim Walz here in Chicago. Battleground states will be the focus as the Republican presidential and vice presidential hopefuls will hold events in Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. The latest polls show Harris gaining ground in what is still an extremely close contest. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to meet with Israel's prime minister today as mediators say they're closing in on a deal to halt the war in Gaza and free the hostages captured by Hamas. Just how bad is the flooding across parts of western Connecticut? Meteorologists describe it as a 1,000-year rain event. There have been many high-water rescues, mudslides, roads closed, some of them washed out, and flood warnings have been posted. Some places got up to 10 inches of rain yesterday, and more could fall today. A couple of people are unaccounted for in Oxford, Connecticut, that's just northwest of New Haven. While Hurricane Ernesto is moving farther out in the northeast Atlantic, swells and dangerous surf and rip currents generated by the storm are slamming the U.S. East Coast and Canada's Atlantic coast. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 6 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 5 points. This is SRN News. A popular evangelist issues an invitation.
Greg Laurie, host of the annual Harvest Crusade in California, says he's glad to hear that Elon Musk and Richard Dawkins consider themselves to be cultural Christians. So Laurie is inviting the tech billionaire and the prominent British atheist to take the next step and become real Christians. In a new video message, the pastor says, quote, "I would encourage both of them and anybody else who identifies himself as a cultural Christian to come into a relationship with Christ himself, being a real Christian. That's the ultimate answer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers are opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state high court's ruling in June reiterated that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. This is SRN News. An ex-New York congressman may be about to face the music.
George Santos, the former Republican congressman from New York, is due back in court today on Long Island and expected to plead guilty to multiple counts in his federal fraud case, according to a person who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The news comes just weeks before jury selection was set to begin for his case. Santos has previously pleaded not guilty to a range of financial crimes, including lying to Congress about his wealth, collecting unemployment benefits while actually working, and using campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses like designer clothing. Julie Walker, New York.
House Republicans have released their initial impeachment inquiry report into President Biden. It asserts the Biden family traded on its brand in foreign business ventures worth millions of dollars. More details, SRNNews.com.